Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 28b in your syllabus, that is writing an email. Email is short form for electronic mail. It is defined as information stored on a computer that is exchanged between two users over internet. More plainly, email is a message that may contain text, files, images, or other attachments sent through a network to a specified individual or groups of individuals. Email is something you write on computer, while letter is something you write by hand. Email is faster and more efficient because typing and sending email certainly takes much less time than writing and posting. The message headers contain information concerning the sender and recipients. The exact content of mail headers can vary depending on the email system that generated the message. Generally, an email and the headers of an email consists of a subject. The subject is a description of the topic. Then sender. From whom the email is coming. The sender basically includes the sender's internet email address. An email also includes date and time. It also includes recipient's email address, his name. It also includes attachments. Attachments, learners, means that the files that have been attached to the message. The body of an email consists of text that you want to share with the other party. The message body may include signatures or automatically generated text that is inserted by the sender's email. Quoting references in an email means referring to previous email. You should explicitly quote the document used for reference. It is very important to follow page layout in an email. Words on a computer screen look different from the words on paper, so use shorter paragraphs and short lines. For a reader, it gets difficult to read long paragraphs. The main content of the email should be concise and clear. Greetings and signatures are an important part of an email. Identifying yourself is also very important for writing an email. You must share your identity with the person to whom you are writing the email. Learners, you must remember that you should provide your recipient with adequate context and use meaningful subject lines, which will make your email more efficient and appropriate. For an email, learners, you must use short paragraphs and lines. The most important part for writing an email is that you must identify yourself in the beginning, and greetings and signatures are mandatory for writing an email. The average office worker receives around 80 emails each day. With that volume of emails, individual messages can easily be overlooked. So learners, you must follow the simple rules that I'll be sharing with you and act upon them. You must not over-communicate by email. Make good use of subject lines. Keep your email clear and brief. Be polite in your tone. You must check your tone, and before sending the email, you must edit and do proofreading. I hope, learners, with this audio, you know how to draft and write an email. Learners, please go through the chapter on your own. Go through the worksheets that are available on the NIOS website. Thank you for listening, learners.